All right. Hey. All right, everybody. Look, fucking really quick. Happy fucking New Year. This is all suds.
Happy.
tomorrow's New Year's Eve, okay? So I just want to preface this by saying thank you, the listeners. Thank you for listening. More importantly, I just want to thank everyone who's in this episode today, because if it wasn't for fucking co-hosts and cohorts and mud snacks and juggalos, I wouldn't be doing this. So I just want to thank all you guys. Thank you fucking so much for fucking sticking it out with me. And shout out Canada, shout out India always. We got Heretic, we got Kevin Dillon, we got Thomas Dillon, we got the Dillons on.
What up, big boys and girls?
Where the fuck's Logan?
Logan's on. Yuck. We got a friend of the podcast, Jess. Listeners know of her. She fucking talked about her for fucking 35 episodes. She's here. What's up, Jess?
Hello. Greetings and salutations.
Thank you. Yeah. And we got fucking, it's New Year's Eve, so we brought back the original fucking co-host. We brought Hunter back on.
Yeah, dude. Jesus fuck.
What makes my boys come? You know what? This is an awful New Year's episode.
Yeah, this is.
The world wants to know.
What the fuck is the internet?
The internet?
Fantastic.
That's how I met my new buddies.
You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said...
Fantastic. Rated R.
Y'all guys ever fake coming?
What?
Have you ever faked it?
Yep.
Faked it?
Yeah.
No. A couple of times.
Have you really?
Absolutely. Why? Girls fake it all the time. Why can't I?
Well, I remember I did fake it once. It was this gross girl. I remember I did it once because I didn't want to do it anymore. So I remember I went, and then I just pulled out and just that was it.
You pretended a nut in this bitch?
Yeah, but Heretic, have you ever had to fake coming?
No.
Why?
I don't know. I guess I made good decisions as far as that goes.
Oh, well,
faked orgasm, though?
That's the same thing!
No, because if you fake coming, like, how do you, like...
Coming is an orgasm.
No, it's not. If you can come and not orgasm.
Guys can't. Well...
Is it really?
If you come, that's your orgasm.
No, it's not.
For a guy?
You can... Yeah, how could you come and not orgasm as a guy?
How the fuck can a guy have an orgasm? I'm curious now.
Okay, now I'm concerned for you, though.
Happy New Year. Coming is an orgasm.
No, it's not.
For a girl? Wait, no.
In general.
No? Okay, Internet Famous Podcast exclusive. If you're a guy and you come out of your penis, like you're...
You're not orgasming.
That's an orgasm.
No, I can come and not orgasm.
Because you're a woman.
I understand what you're saying coming from a girl's perspective, but there's no way a guy can have an orgasm and the nut and an orgasm for a dude is the same fucking thing.
There's no way.
Thank you.
No.
Wait, Heretic is much more well-mannered than us. Heretic, how do you feel about coming? How do you come? What makes you come? Wait, that's not what I wanted to ask. Internet Fan on podcast, all platforms.
What? What's the question? God damn it.
What was my question?
Yeah, dude, Jesus fuck. One at a time.
What was it actually? Now
have
I'm
you
not
ever
even joking.
Coming?
No, but then after that he said no. Then I said, what makes you come is a joke, but what makes you come, Heretic?
Yeah.
You know, everyone wants to fucking get
the
into
world
my
wants
sex.
To know.
Everyone wants to get into my fucking sex business. I'm asking you three. Fuck you guys. What makes you guys come?
Hot coffee and cold mornings and big fat shits.
Alright, so Internet Fandoms podcast exclusive. Let's get on the right track.
Thank fuck.
Let's go in order. I want to know what's one thing y'all want to do once COVID's over, assuming it's over in 2021. What's something you guys have never done that you are interested in doing?
Never done?
Yeah.
We need to get we got to go to space, dog. Fuck this shit.
Mars has like a whole fucking thing, right?
I told you, John Boy.
He said it like this is like a 1940s podcast. We gotta get to space one day. We gotta get to space one day. You hear? Yeah, we gotta get to space. Elaborate.
We gotta go to space, dog. Fuck this shit. We fucked it up here.
All right, so Kevin Dillon's New Year's resolution is we gotta go to space, dog.
Something that I haven't been able to do that I like to do is like, I can't wait for fucking shows, man. I've been itching for a fucking show for so fucking long, and it's killing me, man.
Or a football game, too.
Unbelievable.
You want to know what I think?
Logan, there he is, Internet Fandoms Podcast exclusive. The kid, the kid nobody asked for, but we brought him back.
Nobody asked for me. No one ever does.
Oh, my God. Logan's here.
We're all here. Internet Fandoms fucking podcast. Happy New Year's, everybody. Hunter's on his way. Ouroboros, the fucking snake eating itself. We're all back. Here we are. Internet Fandoms podcast exclusive. Logan. Logan, have you ever had to fake coming?
No.
Have you ever wished you did?
My girl has, though.
He goes, all right, Logan, is a male orgasm not the same thing as coming?
Busting a nut is, yeah, that's the same thing, idiot.
Thank you. I'm not the idiot. Jess is saying
no,
they're
it's
different.
Not. It's different.
For women.
Jess, I think you're fucking special, honestly.
I feel like you can bust a nut and still not orgasm.
No, you, wait, what? It's even worse.
You can bust. Even worse. You can bust a nut and still not have a good time.
You think you can come but not come? Is what you're saying?
Let me ask my girlfriend. Can a guy fucking bust without orgasming? I don't think I know. I don't think I know what an actual orgasm is, Jess. What
you can still bust and not have a good time.
What does that
See,
even?
A guy. Busting and not having a good time is the same shit as busting and not having an orgasm. That's the same shit.
When I jerk off, I'm not having the greatest of times, but, you know, I'm fucking getting the job done.
Jess, it's different for girls, though, right?
That's what I said.
Yeah, she said they can fake it. She says, I fake it all the time.
Do you? Wait, we asked everyone but Jess.
No, I didn't.
She said, actually, I never actually fucking orgasm.
We asked everyone but Jess.
I'm kidding. I'm talking shit.
So let's ask a woman's perspective.
I'm just saying. I feel like men can fucking come without orgasm.
Or get
Jess, you don't understand. You don't understand cock.
Really, I don't, I guess.
When a dude busts, that's an orgasm. When a girl, quote, busts or finishes, that's not an orgasm. But it can be an orgasm at the same time, right?
Yeah, that makes
sense. Yeah, my girlfriend says yes. Finishing and then orgasm, that's different for girls, right?
No, but it is for men too,
no,
I feel
it's not.
Like.
You feel like it is.
Yeah, my girlfriend says not. She can get off without having an orgasm because that's what happens because I can't get her to orgasm.
I feel like it's the same way as for men, though.
That's like back. Think about it. I guess I kind of understand because, like, back to with like the fake coming. Because I fake come a couple of times, and I guess that's kind of, you know, faking it.
Jesus Christ, K Dill, you had to fake it once. How do you fake bust inside someone?
More than once.
Actually, this is another full circle too. It started off with Logan first episode talking about his girlfriend's experience. Last episode of the year, talking about his lack of experience.
God.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hunter Day, baby. Host of the podcast. First come, first serve.
So I have ignorance ready in the form of a glass filled with, this is one glass, by the way, Crown Royal, Wild Turkey, and some Casamigos tequila.
Take a Zan.
Yeah, like face tat.
Yeah, fucking, yeah, you know what? Where's face tat, everybody? Where's face tat? No, I'm not trying to roast my boy, but...
He got a girlfriend, started buying scratch tickets, wanted us to start a GoFundMe
so he could get free
money.
Nothing wrong with scratch tickets.
Well, no, but, like, it's everything combined, K-Dill.
Well, but he also spent $100 on scratch tickets and then got mad when the machine wasn't working and caused a fucking scene in the gas station.
I can't really talk shit because I lost a lot of money at the casino, but at least that's not fucking scratched.
Hunter, how was your Christmas? We asked everybody but you. Welcome to the fucking podcast. Welcome back. Welcome fucking back, dude. I like hearing your voice again.
My parents went all out, got me some stuff, a lot of clothes that I really wanted, some shoes. Fuck PlayStation, first of all. You can't really get them right now, but I actually bought myself a Series X this past week. Got a watch, Fossil watch. That's nice.
That's actually dope.
Got really fucking drunk, and you know, here I am, somehow still alive.
My boy's still alive. Logan is. That sucks. Hunter, have you ever had to fake coming?
Fake coming.
Price.
And actually, with a girl, like, yeah, I maybe once.
Hunter, can guys orgasm and bust a nut? And are they different?
Yeah, wait, one question at a time. Hold on. Have you ever faked coming with a woman or a guy? I don't care.
Actually, once or twice with a girl, yeah, actually.
Tell us about it.
I think it was just bad. Like, I don't think I went all out with like spitting on her back type
wait,
shit.
So there we go. So do you think, sorry to cut you off in the question I literally was asking you, but so do you think it's an issue with the male or the female if you have to fake coming?
You have to fake bust, it's the pussy's problem.
It's the pussy's problem. It's dude. The pussy's problem. I can say I've had at least two or three girls that is just don't know how to have sex, even though they've been through like other guys, and it's just like,
yeah, they know how to lay on their backs.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to get Jess's opinion because this is the first time we've had a woman on the podcast aside from Glossy Baby, which was like episode fucking.
Oh, I thought Jess or somebody else was it Rachel that was on in the early days?
Oh, the racist.
You guys want to talk about how on Christmas my grandfather threatened to kill my grandmother? That's how my Christmas ended.
All right, I definitely need to take a shot of this mix of three liquors for this.
That is fucking yeah, you amazing. Do.
It was a stressful night. Yeah. So I bought my family collectively bought my two grandparents, my grandfather a laptop and my grandmother a tablet, right? Because they're all idiots and whatnot. So, you know, we wanted them to, you know, not be idiots. So I bought my grandmother, aside from buying part of the tablet, I bought her a cardinal pillow because, you know, one of her arms are all wonky and stupid. She can't move it.
What, did she have a stroke?
Yeah.
Hey, dude, my grandma had a stroke too, bro.
Yeah, she did. So.
Just say that. Jesus Christ.
No, she wasn't. I felt like it was, yeah. So I bought her a cardinal pillow because she fucking loves cardinals. I walk in, she's wearing a cardinal fucking sweater. And I'm like, perfect. So she opens it and my grandfather's so fucking drunk. I bought him a fucking $60 bottle of fucking vodka. It was gone the next day.
That's lit.
It's fucked up. I was like, I shouldn't have fucking spent money. It was $60. So anyway, she opens it. He goes, what is it? She goes, a pillow. He goes, what is that to fucking choke you in your sleep with?
Holy shit.
What a badass.
Dude, before I even sat down, he goes to her, shut the fuck up, Maureen. You don't need fucking food. Oh, it was awful. And he's screaming. He comes in the fucking kitchen and he goes to me, if you ever get fucking married, nothing's fucking worth it. Blah, blah, blah. He's going on. He's telling my grandmother, he goes, if I never married you, you'd be a fucking whore on the streets. And she's like, yeah, whatever. I know, Frankie. I know. And oh, it was insane. It was insane, dude. It was fucking nuts, dude. He's going, the only thing you were good for laying on your back while I fucked you. And I was like, I wish I never heard that.
That's pretty hilarious.
I wish I said that to somebody.
Who else has a toxic family? Internet Famous Podcast exclusive.
Don't get me going.
If I identify as black, does that mean I can say whatever I want?
No. No, it doesn't. Wait, actually, wait.
Absolutely.
Does it?
Absolutely.
Why? I identify as an attack helicopter. I'm a fucking Apache, dude.
Okay, wait. So, okay. There's a lot. Let's do Spitfire round right now. Enter the Spitfire zone. Most uncomfortable high in 10 words or less.
Ah, fuck. Well, wait. Most uncomfortable high in general or like off of weed?
Yeah, we'll just go anything.
Okay, 10 words.
Or less.
Or less. I overdosed.
Jesus Christ.
That's keeping it pretty blunt and short, so.
Hunter, you're next.
Took LSD alone and saw murder.
Wow!
Nice.
Like, a real murder in real
life?
Can
we talk about this? We need more than 10 fucking words.
Like, you witnessed this motherfucker whack somebody?
No, I didn't witness it. I would close my eyes and see terrible things. It was scarring for a while.
Kevin Dillon, you're next.
The most uncomfortable high? Oh, man. No, smoking fucking Wu-Bangers with Dave in Bo's basement.
Oh, God, Dave from, yeah, Dave.
That's
from
fucking
Famous.
Awkward.
That was so gross. I'm so glad we left that night. We left you and a 40-year-old in Bo's basement to smoke crack.
Wait, what's a Wu-Banger?
It's coke and weed. We went to, I think, to pick up weed or fucking something normal.
Oh, okay, Dill, it was just you and a 40-year-old?
Yeah, we were smoking woo-bangers. Mad awkward.
Mad awkward! That sounds like the worst experience.
Yeah, right?
Logan, your turn.
10 words or less, huh? Whole blunt, one bong. To your Jess's.
Oh, yeah, Jess!
Sick of hearing you talk, John.
Dude, it's all I do. Wow. It's all I do. I need to fill the void That's of so content. Good.
I mean, one time I got super fucking high, and it was actually the first and last time that I used a bong, and I don't know, I just got way too high, the walls were, like, melting, and then I masturbated and went to sleep, and that was it, and it was just terrifying.
That sounds like a good time.
I don't think it was weed, because, like, I was smoking, like, the bong, and then, like, I don't remember anything else other than I burnt my thumb.
I think you smoked PCP.
Yo, I seen a mother on fucker on PCP get beat the fuck up unfazed.
I don't know. I think it was her weed because, like, it was that during that time. And, like, I've never been so high in my fucking life. And I just, the walls were melting. And
you don't get that high and see things melt. I've been so high.
You know, the walls were literally melting. And then, like, I just was so fucked up. And I was like, I want to masturbate because that's where my mind was at, I guess. And then I masturbated and I went to sleep. And
did you? Nice.
I'll fucking kill you, Logan. What was mine? Well, there was definitely Amber literally laced us.
Yeah, no, I'm
it's almost
sure.
Like she knew. Like she I'm was preemptive. Sure. She was like, I'm gonna fuck these two fucking kids up.
Every time I've gotten high with her, like I was just like a fucking like fucked up high. Like I just like it wasn't like a normal high.
It was
fucked up. Yeah. So like every time I've ever smoked weed with her or like had her weed, I'm like,
No, this shit. It was like, no.
Dude, I saw the walls fucking melting.
Well, no, like I think it's the whole mindset. Like imagine going into a mindset of I'm gonna smoke weed and be high, and then you end up accidentally taking PCP.
I'm cool with that. That's free drink.
That sounds like a good fucking time.
Yeah, I just think illegal immigrants, if you can't get visas, kill child molesters, bring them to us.
Like a bounty.
And we'll give you like 5 years per fucking person.
Yeah, you could just call him a bounty hunter.
I think Kevin Dillon's realer than any of us. I never beat up a racist. I wish I did.
K Dill is 100% more real than me.
You guys want to hear something?
Yeah, what's your lowest moment?
I think it was a few days ago when I ordered a...
your lowest moment was a few days ago?
Yeah, when I ordered a Lana Rhodes fleshlight.
That's definitely actually ain't even that bad, dude. Good for you. I'm kind of jealous. I kind of want one now.
I mean, I have a girlfriend, and I was just like,
is she Asian?
Well, she's half or a quarter Japanese and half Puerto Rican. But yeah, I was just like, well, she's not around, you know, every day, and a Lana Rhodes fleshlight will be. So,
is there a difference? How much of a difference is it? Have you gotten it yet?
I haven't gotten it yet.
Oh, because shout out Nick, RIP, D-Tech all day. Nick bought an Angela White pocket pussy for about $150 a long time ago.
Mine was only like $75.
Oh, no, this was, he bought next day shipping so his mom couldn't get it.
Why, she's a lesbian?
No, she used to fuck black dudes, remember?
Oh, I remember.
Wait, so what did he say about the fleshlight? Was it like...
He said it was worth it. He asked me if I wanted to borrow it one day, and I said, never say that ever again.
That is just way too much.
Nick is the realest.
Looking back, I wish I did because he would have passed away with me in possession of his pocket pussy. His mom never would have found it, and I would have put it up on my shelf.
Wait, his mom found it when he... Oh, man.
Well, what do you think?
I wonder if Gina kept it. We got to get Gina on the podcast. Did you keep Nick's pocket pussy? I want it.
Like probably disrespectful to ask that.
Now she's gonna pass it down to the sister.
Oh, so she's gonna scissor it? What would she have any use?
I don't know. Maybe lesbians are.
I've seen some crazy videos. They stick a lot up there.
You know how lesbians have those strap-ons that like are go into both?
Oh, we know. You know, John.
Maybe they like use one of those in a fleshlight. Is that like a lot of work?
John, I know exactly what you're talking about, dude, and you're right.
I think that sounds plausible. If I was like a super dyke, can I say that?
No.
Yeah, you can say dyke. You can say anything you want. John, where's Jess? Let's hear Jess's opinion on controversial
conversation. She's asleep on my shoulder.
Wow.
She's nodded out. So Internet Finals podcast exclusive. You guys wanna do like a kids TV show? Like, my name is Johnny. Happy New Year. And we all go down the line. That'd be like cute or something.
I'd rather break my keyboard.
Oh god, that sounds gay.
No one liked that idea. All right, you know what?
I'd rather talk about politics.
Yes, let's talk about politics. All right, so
god, fuck,
I don't think Indonesia is that something. Bad. I don't fuck think Indonesia is that bad.
Yeah, what does Indonesia have to do with anything?
I don't know. They suck, I think.
What is Indonesia?
Yo, all right. Yeah, Internet Venom podcast exclusive. Yo, thank you guys so much for listening. This has been the fucking New Year's episode. Hope everyone had a good Christmas, a happy fucking New Year.
I don't care if you're doing an outro, dude. I'll interrupt you like I have been the whole fucking podcast.
Whoa.
Internet Venom's podcast exclusive. You heard it first. Thank you guys so much. Hunter, shout outs for coming back on.
Thanks for having me. And let me finish this tequila, crown, and wild turkey. Probably two or three shots left in this glass, so I'm going to take it right now for the boys.
Heretic, thank you so much. I love you. Thank you for coming on.
Anytime, buddy. Love you too.
Heretic's a goon.
The second politics were brought up, he's been miserable. I love you, Heretic.
Dog, harshed my fucking high like no other. You all owe me weed.
I'll send you a fat blunt.
Harsh my fucking mellow, man. Y'all fucked up.
Kevin Dillon and Tom Dillon, thank you guys so fucking much for coming on. I appreciate that.
You're a fucking goony goon.
Logan, fuck you.
Yeah, no one wanted me here.
Thank you so much for coming on, Logan. I appreciate it.
Which is exactly why I came.
Exactly why I want him. Oh, but you didn't climax, though. You didn't orgasm. You came, but you didn't orgasm.
Oh, gosh.
No, busting or not and orgasming is different, according to Jess.
Tom Dillon, thank you so much. Yeah, fuck you. This is just a worthless stem of just blank audio. Fuck you for wasting my time. No, thank you. Oh, Jess, thank you so much for coming on. She's fucking asleep. Shout-outs, intern. Happy fucking New Year, guys. Let's fucking go into 2021. Just as bad as we left 2020. Hell yeah. Love it. Thank you, guys.
I read you. I'm paying attention. I'm not that drunk. I'm all fucking... not yipped up.
We are.
I said we are drunk.
You said you are not that drunk.
Did I? Whatever. Yeah.
I think you agree where my entire life of knowing everyone felt like forever. It truly did. In the sense of, I can really say you and Bo, that it felt like it would never be Logan too.
We've been friends since middle school, though.
Exactly.
We've known you for over a decade.
We only met Logan junior year.
Yeah, before you got through with us. I understand what you're saying.
But like, even Logan, shout outs. You're not on here often anymore, but...
Internet Finals podcast, welcome to the fucking, you know what? Welcome to the fucking New Year celebration. You know, we're back. We're playing Beyblades. Killed Alex by accident. In a podcast exclusive. Bo sat there off Xanax, carving her face out of Nick's fucking prom photo, and that's the photo I still have. All that. It's my favorite photo because there's too much behind it. When you say it like that, the kid who now dates her sat there off Xanax just.
crossing her face out. It's just crazy. You'd never think this would happen.
Because he knew that I loved him and, like, family. And that's why I stopped at first. Cutting him off from doing, like, crazy shit that I would do. Like, you know, before, you understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, you need, like, a couple hundred bucks.
Before we realized how fucked up he was, we used to always be threatening him.
And no one would heed my warning. No one would heed my fucking warning. And that's what gets me so mad. And I hate it. That's why I'm mad that I call myself arrogant. But
no,
I just proved myself
right enough times.
Too many fucking times. And I understand, and nobody listens to me, and that's why I get so upset. That's like the autism thing that we were talking about.
Is this someone who I don't remember?
I hope so. Because
with
the autism thing.
Internet Fitness Podcast exclusive.
With the fucking autism thing.